Hey, it's Bethany here. I have a bonus episode for you. This is actually audio taken from a Facebook Live I did on one question that you can ask yourself to help you declutter physically and mentally. This is something that we go over inside of the Shift Intensive 7-Day Mini Course, and it's also something that we dive really deep into in my longer group coaching programs. So I hope this serves you well. I'd love to know what you think. You can always drop me a line. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you want to check out Shift, simply go to shiftwithb.com. It starts Sunday, this coming Sunday. If you're listening to this in real time, it's the 11th of January, 2021. So Shift starts Sunday, January 17th. It's $97. And I promise you, it's worth 10 times more of that. All right. Enjoy the episode. Hey, everyone. It's Bethany. How are you doing today? If you're watching, let me know you're here in the comments. And if you're watching the replay, put hashtag replay so I know you were here. As always, if you have any questions or anything about what I'm talking about, feel free to leave a comment and I will definitely get back to you and do my best to answer any questions that you have. So one question to help you declutter your life, whether it's physically or mentally, emotionally, however you want to look at it. So I'll preface this with a story. So many of you, if you followed me for any length of time, you know that a few years ago, my family and I, we downsized from 17 acres and a large home and a guest home and outbuildings and all kinds of things. And we, hey, happy Monday. And we bought a, I left my corporate job and took some time to really be with the family and started diving into this full time. And we traveled the US in a motor home with our teenagers for about a year. And so we had to do a ton of decluttering. And prior to us leaving, we had to do a ton of mental decluttering. And so as we went about this process, I had a coach that helped me, that I was really stuck in my life in many ways. My relationships were rocky in many ways. And I had a coach that helped me kind of understand why I was doing what I was doing. And as we decluttered our house, we realized that there was a lot of consistency between mentally why we did what we did and physically why we hung on to things that we hung on to. So get this, and this is going to be very simplified, but it's a great starting point. If you want to dive deeper into any of this, then hop on a call with me. I'll put a link in the comments. I'm happy to talk through where you're at and where you want to be and where you want to go. I also have a 7-day intensive course coming up starting on Sunday that I'll put the link and talk to you about later. So, okay. So here's why we hung on to things or why we behaved in ways that we did. Guilt, obligation, and because we never thought to question it. Like we were doing what we thought we should do. So what do I mean by that? Well, we bought 17 acres and we built this really big house. And I mean, really big for me anyway. And we had a pool and a hot tub and we had really nice cars and there's nothing wrong with any of that, but we were doing it just because we thought we should. And if I'm really real with you, we were doing it. At least for me, I was doing it because I thought if I got all this stuff and I achieved like the titles and I got the things, that then I would feel like I was good enough, or I would feel like I belonged, or I would feel like I would be accepted. Or if I had the right friends or the right job, you know, the right clothes, then I would finally feel like I was good enough. And I don't know where you're at in your life, but if you are in a place where you're striving to get things to make you feel a certain way or to achieve a certain goal and have that make you feel a certain way, you're on the wrong track because it's fleeting. You get an award, you feel great for a day or two, and then you're empty again because your true worth, your true way of being, your true self-confidence, all of that comes from inside of you. And so when we started going through and making changes in our lives, we asked ourselves this one question. Does this make me feel light or heavy? And I know that sounds way oversimplistic. I know for some of you, you're like, what? Whatever. But truly, so I uncovered that question when I was listening to a comedian turned spiritual guide named Kyle Cease, C-E-A-S-E. If you don't know who he is, look him up. He has tons of videos on YouTube. And he brought me through an exercise where he had you write down things in your life that made you feel light and made you feel heavy. And I realized, oh my goodness, this is the answer to so many things. And I went through, one of the first things I did was I went through my Facebook feed. Do I feel light or do I feel heavy? This is not about the other person. This is not about judging other people. This is about how you feel. Do you feel light or do you feel heavy when you look at this person's Facebook feed, when you spend time with this person, when you interact with this person? Do you feel light or do you feel heavy when you believe the thoughts you're thinking, when you act in an emotional way, when you gossip about your neighbor, when you fall into judgment and comparison? Do you feel light or do you feel heavy? Like, you can start to weed out things in your life pretty quickly by asking yourself that question. Now, from a physical standpoint, like if you're going through stuff and you want to declutter your life, you can ask yourself that same question about things that you own. So we had so many things that we got rid of. I mean, all of our furniture, I got rid of my china. It went to my mom's house because she couldn't bear for me to part with it. But I was like, why am I keeping this? I had china because it was what I was supposed to do. Like, I felt like I should. It was just what our family did. I never questioned it. Did I want it? No. Did I use it? Never. When I got married, I signed up for false graph dishes in a pattern and I asked for every single piece, soup tureens and all kinds of things that I never used. And they sat in my cabinet for 20 years. And I didn't ever use some of them, not once. And I did it because I thought that's what you were supposed to do. I didn't think to question, what do I want to do? I forget her name, Marie Kondo. I'm probably butchering that. Does it spark joy? And I know that may sound very simplistic too, but like, what do you want? Are you doing things out of guilt and obligation and because you never thought to question otherwise? Or are you really living on your own terms? Does it make you feel light or does it make you feel heavy? And I know it can sound ridiculous to even ask that question, but start trying it. Try it. The next conversation you have with somebody, does it make you feel light or heavy? Then why are you having it? Why am I doing this? Why am I having this conversation? Why am I keeping this thing? Why are my kitchen counters full of clutter? Do I feel light or heavy? My daughter, she's 16. And my daughter and son are very different. My son loves order. He likes to have his room clean. He doesn't like things piled up in the corner. And my daughter, she like has clothes all over her floor. It looks like a train wreck in her room. And I had her clean her room over the weekend. And she walked in her room and then came and found me in the kitchen. And she's like, oh, I feel so much better with my room being clean. I feel lighter. And I'm like, oh, isn't that interesting? You feel lighter. Well, Yeah, because you're not surrounded by stuff that's like suffocating you. We feel lighter with less. We realize that once you start downsizing, whether it's the crap in your head, the crappy relationships, whatever that is for you, or the stuff that you just don't need, you'll find that you will feel lighter. You will feel like, I can breathe, because we don't need much of anything to make us happy, because happiness comes from in here. And I didn't realize that. In fact, I was being interviewed on a podcast after we first started traveling in the motorhome, and we were probably 8 or 10 weeks in. And I was being interviewed, and the person asked me, "What have you learned? What have you learned?" And I really hadn't taken time to reflect on what I had learned. And it made me think right in that moment. And I said, "You know what? I've learned how little I need to be happy, because I'm happy with my family by my side. I'm happy if I have a journal to write in. I'm happy. I love having a Kindle nearby if I can't have a physical book so I can read. I love being able to be connected with my friends all over the world, by my phone. Like, those are simple things. Love to be able to be outside in nature. It's not the big house. It's not the rooms full of furniture. It's not everything perfectly decorated. And if it is that for you, it's okay. But figure out what you want. What sets your soul on fire? What makes you happy? Not what you were taught to do, or what you think society expects from you, or what you're doing out of guilt or obligation. Life is too short for that. It really is. Because what happens is, when we don't ask ourselves, what do we really want? Does this make me feel light or heavy? Why am I doing these things? Why am I behaving this way? How do I want to be? Who do I want to show up as? When we don't take time and ask ourselves that, we live a life with regrets. We live a life based on what we think other people want us to do, and we never live a life according to our terms. And I've heard it over and over and over again as I have been with people as they faced the end of their life. If you haven't followed me, then you may not know this, but I used to work in the senior living industry, and I'm a registered nurse, and I sat with people as they faced the end of their life. And there were always buts. Not every single person, but most people were full of buts. I've had a good life, but I really wanted to be a teacher, but my parents told me I had to get married or go to college. And I never went back because I just thought people wouldn't like it. What would they think? What would people think if I went back to school? I had a good life, but I really wanted to travel to Europe. But since my husband didn't want to go, then I didn't do it. I really had a good life, but I held a lot of grudges and I messed up a lot of friendships. And I wished I would have just called people when it was on my heart and told them I was sorry, or told them how much I cared about them, or fostered my relationships in different ways. Like, I heard that all the time. In fact, in all of my years, I was in senior living a decade. In my years in senior living, of all the people I sat with at the end of their life, there was one person that didn't have a but. That's how much we spend our time living for what we think other people or society or our family or the things we should do, the expectations outside of us. Like, what would happen if each of us would just show up true to who we are, use our gifts and talents, stop judging, love other people, love ourselves, lead ourselves well? Like, can you imagine what kind of world this would be if we could just show up truly and unapologetically us, heal our wounds so we stop bleeding over everybody else, figure out why we're so angry all the time, why we're holding grudges, why we're keeping score, why we're hoarding all of this stuff, why we feel stuck, why we stay in a job that we hate, why we won't have hard conversations in our relationships. It's time. It's time to wake up. It's time to figure it out. If there's anything that I can do to help you on this path, I'm here. I will put a link in the comments that you can schedule a free call with me. We'll walk through where you're at and what you want and how to get there. We'll figure this out. I have a free 7-day, I'm sorry, it's not a free. I have a 7-day mini course starting on Sunday. It's $97. It's called Shift Intensive. Shiftwithb.com. You can get all the information there. Like, nothing will change if nothing changes. You've got to take a step. What is it in your life that you want to be different? What is your heart screaming for? Do you wish that you could just feel good enough? Do you wish that you could find that job that you love? Do you wish that you were had closer relationships with your spouse or significant other or your children or your parents or your grandparents or your siblings? Like, I know the steps to help you get rid of the stuff that's in your way. And I can help. And if I'm not your person, go find someone that can help. Because regardless, you're worth it. You're worth taking those steps. You're worth working through the stuff that's holding you back. And this life is way too damn short to live out of guilt and obligation and living a life that's not even yours to begin with. Living a life full of other people's expectations. It's time to stop. And no, you're not too old. And no, it's not too late. And yes, you can do it. And yes, it will work for you. You've just got to believe it and take the first steps. If I can support you in any way, I'm here. And I'm here cheering you on regardless. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here today. Until next time, we'll see you.